I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria's Boko Haram is like a huge storm. In establishing their own Islamic State, they've swept through parts of the country, leaving destruction in their wake. Why would Cameroon send Nigerian refugees back over the border? Like a storm, there's an eye, a moment of deceptive calm. Churches are being targeted specifically. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says Christians feel like they're living in the end times. Besides prayer, they want you to share their stories.
If they're taken from their country, if Christianity is completely removed from Nigeria, there's no one to share Christ's love with, even the persecutors.
West Africans aren't the only ones in need of hope. A group of Native American young people known as the On Eagle's Wings team is bringing Jesus to reservations trapped in spiritual darkness. It recently finished another stop in its Summer of Hope tour, where it was successful in leading hearts to Christ. One member of the OEW team, Dylan, recounts a way he saw God working.
I was frequently on the bus asking for prayer, but tonight was the best night I've ever had through OEW. I got to talk to a guy. He struggled with the same things I did. I mean, it was a divine matchup.
Visit our website to learn more about On Eagle's Wings and how you can support its mission. And Wycliffe Bible Translator says you can also have an effect of backyard missions in the U.S. If you want to share the truth in different cultures, your community is the best place to start. Wycliffe USA is encouraging you to talk with neighbors, shop owners, or visit other churches. While you hear stories, you can then pray with the people and share your testimony with them. Start your missions with some tips at Wycliffe USA at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered absolutely free. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.